This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Monday, May 15th, 2023. We will begin Chaf Beis Amud Beis 22b. The first section, it is the black text. At the end of last week, we were talking about the difference between mourning for parents and other relatives. So it said, for other relatives, you want to lessen your business. You can, you don't, right? You do not have to. Top of our page, right? Mema'et, you can lessen, but that's the other relatives. Alavib ve'alimo, but when you're mourning for your father or your mother, mema'et, then you always have to lessen your business. And it continues with this list of distinctions. Akol ha'mesin kulan, right? For all the other relatives that have passed away, ratza cholet, ratza eno cholet. So this choletz refers to removing your garment from your shoulder. That's something we don't do anymore. They used to do. All right, so if you want to do it, great, you don't for the other relatives. Al aviv ve'al imo. But if you lost your father or your mother, choletz, you have to, right, remove this garment from your shoulder. U'maise begodol hador echad shemes aviv u'bikesh lachlotz. All right, so now they're telling a story about a gadol hador, a great one in the generation. His father died, and he wanted to remove the garment from his shoulder. Ubikesh gadol hador acher she'imo lachlotz. Another of the greats, the giants of the generation, right, in solidarity, wanted to, right, remove the garment from his shoulder. V'nimna v'lo chalat. So the first guy, seeing that the second guy was going to do it also, so he stopped and he did not remove the garment from his shoulder. Now, who was this Gadol Hador? Who was with him? So Amar Abaye, Abaye says Gadol Hador Rebbe. Right, the Gadol Hador who lost his father was Rebbe, was none other than Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Gadol Hador She'imo, the great one of the generation that was with him, was Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha. That's Rebbe Yaakov, the son of Acha. Yigad Amre, some say it was reversed. Gadol Hador, the great one in the generation, was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Right, that was the one who lost his father. Gadol Hador She'imo, the one, right, the great one who was with him, was going to do it in solidarity. So that was Rebbe, that was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So now the Gemara tries to figure out which one actually makes more sense. And it says Bishlama, right? Bishlama means it's good, it makes sense, it's logical. Right? Bishalom, literally. Bishlama lamanda amar Gadol Hador She'imo Rebbe. Right, that really it was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, and the second person in this story is Rebbe. Hainu dinimna v'lo chalat. That's why Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha stopped himself from doing it, because he didn't want Rebbe to have to go through this. Rebbe is Rebbe Danasi. Right, that's an unbelievable guy. He's Danasi. You can't have him do it, so he didn't do it either. Ella, rather, lamanda amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. According to the version that the second person is Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, and the first person, i.e. the person who lost their father, was Rebbe, Amai Nimna Velo Chalatz, right? Why did Rebbe not do this Choletz business, right? Not remove the garment from his shoulder to prevent Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha from doing it? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Nasi Hava, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's father, was also a Nasi. And if it was Rebbe losing his father, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who was a Nasi, v'chulei alma mechayvi lemichlatz. Right? In that case, when a Nasi dies, everyone has to mourn. Everyone should have to be taking the garment off their shoulder. Right? So why would Rebbe not do it? So Rav Yaakov Bar Acha wouldn't do it. If Rav Yaakov Bar Acha has to do it anyways, because the Nasi died. And the Gemara says, Kasha. Right? That's actually a very good question. We get no answer to that question, but we know it is a superb question. Another difference: Al kol hamesin kulan mistaper la'achar shloshim yom. For other relatives, when they pass away, you only have shloshim. So after 30 days, you can take a haircut. Al aviv ve'al imo ad shigaru bo chaveira. For a father or a mother that passes away, their child has to not only wait 30 days, they then also have to wait until their friends are goer. Their friends tell them, you look terrible, you look disgusting, you look unkempt. Only then can they take a haircut. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.